The committee will come to order. Good afternoon, everyone. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearings here in the Capitol with some members able to participate remotely. Today, the members of the subcommittee are here in the hearing room. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to the hearing room to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8152, and the access code is 818-2817. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate or the committee website. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will, of course, maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary, and any individuals who are disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. I have never had to do this, so I don't expect we'll have this problem today. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so that all interested parties can be heard. This is our final subcommittee number 4 hearing, and today's hearing will be a vote-only calendar for state administration items. All votes will be taken once we have completed public comment. We've been over these particular items in the past, so these are not new, but they're here before us for a vote only. So before we begin, we're going to establish a quorum. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Caballero?
Present.
Caballero, present. Conlogger? Nielsen? Nielsen, present.
A quorum has been established. So we're going to start with anyone wanting to provide public comment regarding items that are on the vote-only part of the agenda. As a reminder, today's participant number is 877-226-8152, and the access code is 818-2817. Due to constraints regarding the length of hearings, testimony technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, the chair may limit the time on testimony. Today, I'm going to ask that each member of the public providing comments keep their remarks to within a minute. Now, let's begin with any witnesses here in the hearing room. There are none. Okay, so we're going to move on to the witnesses waiting to provide public comment via the teleconference line. We usually go to another room. Let me see if there's anyone in the other hearing room. There is no one. So now we're going to move on to the witnesses waiting to provide public comment via the teleconference service. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to provide public comment, we are ready to begin.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to provide public comment via the teleconference, please press 10 at this time. You'll hear a tone indicating you've been placed in queue. You'll be provided a number, and then I will announce you by that number. Once again, to provide public comments, please press 10 at this time. And Chair, at this time, we do have about 4 in the queue.
Very good. Mr. Moderator, if you could please open a line.
We will start with number 10. Number 10, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair Caballero and members. Michael Daft with Apreia and McKaylee on behalf of the California Workforce Association and the 45 local boards they represent across California. The California Workforce Association asks that you vote to approve Issue 39, the homeless hiring credit, that can help up to 3,000 unhoused individuals each year and also create an economic driver for businesses as they look to rehire and can take advantage of a useful tax credit like this. Also, we would like to address the $50 million one-time general fund to the Workforce Board to fund regional equity and recovery partnerships as described in the governor's May revise. The language states that it will provide competitive grants to regionally organized workforce development boards for regional partnerships, but this language is vague and undefined. We recommend the spending be governed by the Joint EDD California Workforce Development Board Directive from January 29, 2021, titled Regional and Local Planning Guidance for Payment Years 2021 through 2024. We have submitted a letter to the committee with more detail on this matter, and thank you for your consideration of this concern.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, please.
Next will be number 22. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Jean Hurst calling with Hurst Brooks Espinosa on behalf of a number of clients for a number of issues. On issue 53, County Veteran Services Officers additional funding, we'd like to offer the support of the Ventura County and Riverside County Boards of Supervisors. For issue 54, the property tax backfill for 2020 wildfires, sharing support of the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors. On issue 55, the Assessment Appeals Board deadline extension, here in support on behalf of the urban counties of California. And finally, on item 56, the changes to budget control section 1190, also in support on behalf of the urban counties of California. Appreciate your time today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Next is number 23. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair and Member Sylvia Solis-Shaw, on behalf of the Port of San Francisco on issue number 2, we strongly support the governor's proposed $250 million from federal pandemic relief funds for allocation statewide to California seaports. Over the course of the past year, tourism, travel, and hospitality services such as cruises, hotels, restaurants, tourist attractions, and conventions stalled and then ground to a halt at our ports. As a result, some of California's ports, like San Francisco's, have faced over 50% declines in revenue compared to last year. As these activities and industries are the main sources of support for these independent public agencies, we urge your support for the governor's proposal. I'd also like to testify on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti in support of issue number 26. The Department of Cannabis Control trailer bill language, we are very much in support of the language that would consolidate the duties of the state agencies, extend provisional licenses, and for the local jurisdiction grant programs. We are also supportive of the Senate proposal to include funding for equity programs. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Next will be number 11. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair and committee members. My name is Jason Cameron. I am the Director of Military and Veterans Affairs for both the Monterey and San Benito counties. As the Veteran Service Officer for these counties and a member of the California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, I'd like to personally thank you for looking to increase the CVSO funding in issue 53. However, we're concerned that there's a possibility that this may be granted as one time and not ongoing. This would make it tremendously difficult for counties throughout the state to make new hires due to non-continued funding, attract quality employees that would be hired potentially as temporary due to projected funding constraints. Efforts to train veteran service reps can take anywhere between 6 months to a year. These are the folks that would be going out and providing these services to the much-needed unincorporated areas of the counties throughout the state. The increased number of veterans and family members accessing these earned benefits takes a proactive measure, and by having full-time permanent staff added to our county offices, we can shift from a reactive approach to a proactive one. I implore this Senate Budget Subcommittee to make this funding request whole, permanent, and ongoing. for our veterans, their families, the state of California. And together with this permanent funding, we can create a proactive and equitable approach to serving our disabled, housebound, minority, and LGBTQ veteran population, as well as their families. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next is number 21. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Sabrina de Santiago, and I'm calling from Golden State Opportunity. Just calling to share that the Golden State Opportunity Golden State Stimulus 2 should target those who are most in need, and especially those who have been left out of federal benefits. This is an opportunity to make sure that communities who have not received payments don't get left out and left behind. And especially, please consider a fix for Californians who are without a Social Security number or an ITIN. They deserve our support as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next will be number 24. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and committee members. Jonathan Clay on behalf of the Port of San Diego, calling in support of issue number 2, the economic support for the ports. Just echoing the comments of my previous colleague from the Port of San Francisco, we just urge your support of this measure. The Port of San Diego has been significantly impacted by COVID, given our 23 public parks, our convention center, hotels, et cetera. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, please.
Next is number 25. Please go ahead.
This is Mark Stivers with the California Housing Partnership, and we are in very strong support of issue number 8, which is an additional $500 million in low-income housing tax credits for the next calendar year. These resources are critical to being able to increase our affordable housing production in California. And at some point, we urge the committee to, after 3 years of, of annual appropriations, to make this a permanent portion of the state's budget. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next is 27. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Anna Hasselblad with United Ways of California, speaking on issue 38, Golden State Stimulus 2. We do support the governor's proposal and the recommendations of the staff to the committee today. However, we do want to echo the comments of my colleague at Golden State Opportunity to emphasize the need to pay attention to the millions of excluded workers and families in California that have not been able to access the Cali ITC, the Golden State Stimulus, or federal relief. We think we can do a lot more here in California for those individuals and families who have been hardest hit and on the front lines of the pandemic. We encourage the subcommittee and budget leaders to thoughtfully consider opportunities to put forward relief systems for these individuals in budget actions in the future. And we thank you for all your work on this.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next is number 20. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is Olivia Seidman with Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability, here to comment on issue 9, the Just Transition Roadmap. And with the allocation of $406,000 for staffing, we want to advocate for the OPR to make sure that in developing and implementing the Just Transition Roadmap, that inclusive economic development planning and implementation challenges the misinformed, classist, and racist belief that lower-income communities of color can't have high-quality jobs, career opportunities, clean water, and clean air. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next.
Next will be number 28. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Christopher Sanchez, policy advocate with Western Center on Law and Poverty. Echoing the comments made by my colleagues previously, to ensure that undocumented Californians who lack a Social Security number or an I-10 are able to access the Golden State stimulus. In addition, we would also encourage the legislature to include general assistance recipients who are in most need of additional pandemic relief right now to be included in the Golden State stimulus. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Next is number 30. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Martha Miller with the California Association of Port Authorities, calling in strong support of issue 2, which is economic support for our California ports, $250 million one-time fiscal recovery fund to allocate to the ports that provide a vital role to our state's economy and were deemed essential early on in the pandemic and have continued to operate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Next is number 26. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Simone Turek Lee here with John Burton Advocates for Youth. And I'm calling to express support for components of the governor's proposal to address homelessness, issues 32 and 33 under HCD on the agenda today, the inclusion of HCD's $8 million transitional housing program, prioritizing former foster and probation youth, and the $5 million housing navigators program, prioritizing current foster youth, transition age foster youth. We'd also like to express support for the governor's mention of a targeted approach to serve youth through HomeKey this year. And lastly, we'd just like to express support for the Senate's plan to address homelessness and ask that the Senate use the framework in the Bring California Home Act to shape that proposal. And this includes the use of a 10% youth set aside because homeless youth do make up 10% of the homeless population in California on average when looking at the last 3 years. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next, please.
We do have one more in queue. It'll be just a moment here. Next, we'll go to number 33. Line 33, please go ahead.
Thank you. Jeff Neal with the California State Association of Counties wanted to appreciate and urge the passage of a number of items here. The property tax backfill that helps wildfire affected public agencies continue serving the public, the assessment appeals board extension, critical for property taxes, the CDSO money for veteran services, and also the control section on the coronavirus relief funds. Appreciate all of those and urge their passage. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Moderator, do we have anyone else?
We do have one more that just joined the queue. It'll be just a moment. We will be going to line 32. Line 32, please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Madam Chair. Martha Guerrero, representing the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. This is related to issue number 53. I greatly appreciate the appropriation for the County Veteran Services Officers, the additional $5.4 million. And we are requesting that the appropriation be ongoing would like to continue to work with you on that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Moderator, do we have anyone left in line in the queue?
At this time, there are no others in our queue. Please continue.
Very good. Thank you so much to everybody who testified here today. Having heard from all of the members of the public, any of the committee members have any comments or concerns that they'd like to raise? Seeing none, we're ready to move on the vote only calendar. I'd like to start off by taking up the issues in items number 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 15, 16, 19, 22, 23, 24, 25, 29, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and 56. Do we have a motion on these issues? The motion is moved by Senator Kamlager, and it is to adopt the staff recommendations. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
Those items pass, 3 ayes, 0 noes. Next, we're going to be taking item up issues number 5, 9, 14, 17, 18, 26, 27, 28, 30, 46, and 47. Do we have a motion on these items? So moved. There is a motion that we adopt the staff recommendations. Please call the roll.
Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Nielsen?
No.
Nielsen, no.
Those items pass, 2 ayes, 1 no. We're ready to move on to the remaining items, which are issues number 20, 21, 38, 39, and 40. Is there a motion on these issues? Moved by Senator Kamlager to adopt the staff recommendation. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Nielsen?
Abstain.
Nielsen, abstain.
The motion carries, 2 ayes, 0 noes. So that concludes our items for today. I want to thank everyone for your patience and cooperation, and thank you to all the individuals who participated in the public testimony today. If you weren't able to testify and you would like to submit a comment or a suggestion, you should put it in writing to the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee or visit our website. Your comments and suggestions are important to us, and we want to include your testimony in the official hearing records. Thank you, and again, we appreciate your participation. The Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Subcommittee 4 is now adjourned.